Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Oncoming Storm by Christopher G. Nuttall, performed by Lauren Ezzo. Prologue. Admiral Junaid passed through the security field and stepped into the conference room, careful to remove his cap as he bowed to the first speaker and the Lord Cleric. They nodded in return, pressing their hands together in greeting, then motioned him to a chair at the round table. Junaid sat down and composed himself, despite the growing excitement running through his mind. The greatest military operation in the Theocracy's history was about to begin. It was no time to allow his enthusiasm to overpower his common sense. He looked up at the giant painting behind the first speaker. Hundreds of men and women, some bound, others in chains, were making their way towards a giant starship that was sitting on the ground like a common aircraft. It was a lie, he knew, a fanciful depiction of a carefully planned exodus from Earth, but the essential truth shone through. The believers had been forced into exile, forced to leave God's chosen world. Many of the exiles had lost the will to live in horror at what had been done to them. But others had understood. God would not have allowed his faithful to be removed from their homeworld without a reason. It would be safer for them to be elsewhere. And now Earth was scorched rubble. The great cities of Rome, Jerusalem, and Mecca little more than blackened marks on a dead world. The religious leaders who had failed to realize their time was over were gone. And the United Nations, the force that had served as their enforcer, was gone too. The true faith could begin its expansion into the galaxy, and no infidels would stand in its way. He nodded in greeting as Inquisitor Samuelu stepped into the room, unable to avoid feeling a cold shiver running down his back as he met the man's eyes. Everyone was secretly guilty of something, the Inquisitors believed, and innocence was no defense if one caught their ever-roaming eye. Even a high-ranking admiral was not immune to suspicion. The Inquisitors spent most of their time rooting out heresy on the occupied worlds, but they had never relaxed their watch over the believers. And a word from them would be enough to condemn anyone to the stocks. Or the gallows.
"Let us begin," the first speaker said.
He spoke the words of a very old prayer, echoed by the other three men in the room, then looked up at Junaid.
"Admiral," he said. "How fares our planning?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?